Blog Talk Radio.
I want to give God thanks tonight. Would you sing? I will sing your praise. For you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it.
Yes.
Free from sin, Lord.
Yes.
I want to
thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Saying he's marvelous. We're serving an awesome God. He's marvelous. I just think about what he done in my life. That's my word for the day, marvelous. When I think about salvation, it's marvelous. When I think about why I'm here today, man, I have to thank God. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's amazing. It's stunning. It's marvelous. Yeah. God causing wonderful things to happen in the earth today. It will just pay attention. It may surprise you because it is marvelous. It's surprising. To me, it's astonishing. Isn't it remarkable that God was able to take somebody like you and you and you and you and me and from dust and save them from this destruction that lies ahead? Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God on this marvelous day that the Lord had made. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We're going to rejoice because it's marvelous. We're serving a marvelous God. Thank each and every one of you all. This is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. And we got so much to be thankful for. We got a marvelous God that's doing marvelous things in a marvelous time such as this. Hallelujah. But we're going to ask Pastor Bell, he should get us going with a marvelous prayer. How about that one, huh? Yes, Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful song. Amen. Yes, we serve a marvelous, wonderful, awesome God. Amen, amen. Scripture I'd like to open with is coming from Psalm 105, beginning with verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing to him.
Yes.
Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them that rejoice, praise God. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, the wonders and the judgment of his mouth. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, because you are marvelous. You are wonderful. You are magnificent. You are awesome. Lord, we give you praise today. We just want to say thank you, Lord, because you're good all the time. Father God, we ask that you will continue, Lord, to bless the word and bless us to receive the word. Bless our pastor as he teaches the word. Father God, we ask that you will continue to keep your loving arms around him, Father God, protecting him, Father God, being with him as he teaches this word, Father God. Bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against our pastor or the listeners or those that participate. Father God, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we want to give you praise, Father God, because you have allowed us to see another day, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you will just continue to be with those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Lord. We know you're able, Lord, to deliver, to heal, to save, Father God. We know you're able to do all things. There is nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Bless those, Father God, who are bereaved today. We know their hearts is heavy, Father God, but you're able to keep them. Because your word said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on thee. And
yes,
if they don't
yes.
know you, Father God, may there be a word spoken to them to encourage their hearts to open up and allow God to enter in. Father God, we ask that you will be with those that are going through, Father God, the decisions they're making, Father God. Give them the mind, Father God, to trust you, Father God, to lean and depend on you, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you in advance. Lord, bless the sick and the shut in. Lord, you said in your word, by your stripes we're healed, Father God. And so we want body of Christ to know that if you're in Christ, by his stripes, we are healed. No matter what it is, no matter what
yes.
we're going through,
Come
we
on,
are healed, Father
pray
God.
That,
so, Father God,
pray.
We want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And Lord, we just give thanks today. We can't thank you enough for the word of God and the song that was played that lets us know you are marvelous, Father God. And all we got to do is lean and depend on you, Father God. So, Lord, bless right now in the name of Jesus that someone will have a word. Even though our pastor teaches, Father God, let the body that's listening, let them have a word for you today, Father God.
Yes.
Even you
yes,
praise,
Lord.
Father God. Lord, we thank you for the lessons that we are learning and have learned, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God. We can't thank you enough, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. But we saying thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, bless, bless, and bless. Bless this broadcast, Father God. We bind up the enemy. Because he always trying to come to steal, kill, and destroy. But we bind
oh,
him
yeah.
up right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. For you said what we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So we binding that up, Father God. Any negativity that tried to come across this broadcast and across the listeners and those that participate, we binding all that up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. And we thanking you, Father God, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you so much,
hallelujah.
Pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless.
Listen, brother, sister, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
In everything give thanks. This is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So today is Thankful Thursday. Anyone like to have anything they want to thank God for today? Any special scripture? Anything at all? Hallelujah. Press 1 and we'll let you in. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had told somebody, they said, why don't you just open up the broadcast? Because when I do, there's always somebody want to jump on here and just not say the right things. And I don't, that's not what this is about. This is about edifying people, building up people, sharing the word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's what we're here for. Hallelujah. Okay. The last four digits is 2963. Hallelujah. 2963, you're on.
Hi, everyone. It's Sister Laura. I haven't been on here in a long time, but God is good. Last time you guys spoke to me, I was dealing with that case, and I've been set free. I was able to get my daughter back, but my child's father is still lying. So, unfortunately, God is still working with me. He's answering my prayers. I was praying for a couple of things, and I've seen some answers come through. But in regards to what Pastor just prayed for, which is whatever we bind in heaven, we bind on earth, whatever we loose in heaven, we loose on earth. So one thing I've been praying for is like just divine protection from God. So I was playing with my daughter. You know, my daughter was playing with my nephew the other day, and every time he would like pop out and scare her or like start chasing her, she would run to me. And that just, God kind of used that moment to show me, like, whenever you get scared or whenever something is overwhelming for you, you run to me because I'm your place of safety. And that's how my daughter felt when she was running to me. She came to me as a place of safety, a place of protection. And that's what we need to do with God. Whenever we're going through things, he's our place of rest. He's our rock, our refuge. We have protection under his wing. And we can never be uprooted out of his right hand. And he keeps careful watch over us. So I just want to thank God for just showing me that he is my hiding place, that he's the place I can go to what's happening in the world. But then also, I just want to thank you guys for the support you guys gave me during that hard time. I know I hadn't really been on, but I was like, let me call them because I wonder if somebody's worried about me. Everything's fine. Also, God is great. He carried me through that situation, got me through that storm. And I thank him, and the battle is still going on. But like someone, Ambassador Donna, told me, he may have won the battle, but he's not going to win the war. And I thank God for that.
That's right.
He said, and God has been telling me to rest, just find rest in him, to keep resting in him.
Yes.
Hope that word encourages you today. God has really been showing up in my life, answering a lot of prayers, so I encourage everyone to keep praying because God hears you. And he will answer your prayers.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Hallelujah. Awesome.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Awesome testimony.
Yeah.
Appreciate
yeah.
you letting us know, updating us, and glad to hear your voice. I kind of wonder what happened to you. A couple times there, I started to call you. And just to make sure all is well, I'm glad the Lord led you this way.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God for you. Anyone else?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Press 1. Hallelujah.
Amen. Beautiful testimony. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Well, Pastor, I'm going to go to Psalm 23. Amen.
Okay.
Verse 6, which says, surely goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. We had brought that scripture out yesterday, and the Amplified Pathic Bible says, surely or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. This scripture has comforted me, and I mean, when you look at it again, just to know that his goodness and his mercy follows after us. And you know, I went through also God's word, and it says, surely goodness and mercy will stay close to me all the days of my life, and I will remain in the Lord's house days without end. So that's reassuring that no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, God's goodness and his mercy is with us. And then it leads me to John 14:1-2, where it says it's a reality. It's a reality to know that, you know, his goodness and his mercy is upon us. One of the benefits, and he gives us so many benefits. And so here is one of the benefits that he's given to us to reassure us to rest in him. I heard the sister say, resting in the Lord. And, you know, a lot of times that's what we have to do is rest in the Lord and let him do his perfect will. I like to use the word, he's an awesome God, but, you know, until I could find a better word, he is an awesome God. He's with us no matter what we go through. God is there. And, you know, he takes care of his children. He watches over us, and he just sees us through the hard times and bring us into the good times. And, you know, God is just good. He's good all the time. He says, this mercy and grace and mercy, he says, believe in God, believe also in me. It says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And, you know, I'm like, Pastor, a lot of times we share this when someone is have gone home to be with the Lord. But think about it. God has a mansion for us. Amen. And we have to trust him. We have to believe in him. It says, the scripture goes on to say, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. So see, the goodness and mercy, and sometimes have to play that song, is running after us. Amen. So we just have to receive that. Also, Ephesians 4:11, because I don't want to misquote Ephesians. Pastor had brought that out also on yesterday. When I got to reading this scripture after the broadcast, I was like, my Lord, it's a peace. When you allow the Holy Spirit in your life and allow the Word of God that we study daily to penetrate your life, to rest in your heart, God opened up so much before you. So Ephesians 4:11, I believe I read 11 through 13. I'm going to read it from the Message Bible also, but from the King James it says, this is Ephesians 4, fourth chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. Maybe I need to go up a little bit more. Let's start with verse 10. It says, he that descendeth is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen, amen. So he gave these gifts, and he didn't give us these gifts for us to hide. He gave us these gifts to build up the body of Christ. Amen. So from the Message Bible, let me start here. Let's see, I thought I had it highlighted. And just barely free. Okay, let me start with the 7 to 10. But I'm going to take it down to where I just read. It said, because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people, free of penalties and punishment. How about that? Free. Free of that. So don't let the enemy bring that to you, because now we're free. It says free of penalties and punishment, chopped up by all our misdeeds, and just barely free. And not just barely free. Amen. Abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ. So you got to be in Christ. And I remember Pastor saying, being in Christ, that's spiritual. Amen. A long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him. Everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth, it is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, praise God, had design on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourself home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the final installment on what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So God is, he's working everything out for our good. Amen, amen, amen. Back in your hands, Pastor. I think that's just, that's so cool on that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That was Sister Laura from California, right? Wasn't that who that was?
Yeah.
You still with us, Sister Laura? Wait a minute here. Okay. Sister Laura, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. The Lord gave me a word on yesterday, but I'm going to share a little bit with you. The Lord said that we are underperforming. The body of Christ, not just you, but the body of Christ is underperforming. And he had told me on yesterday, the reason we are underperforming because we don't know who we are in Christ. See, we're not using his name. We're not using the power. We're not allowing the word of God that's in us to flourish. And we, matter of fact, we're limiting ourselves in God. We have limited ourselves. So over there in Philippians 2:13, it says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure." So God want to do this good thing for you, and not only for you, for all of us. And then he took me to the book of Mark, the 4th chapter, 26 and 27 verse. He told me, he said, "Speak to every seed." He will underperform. We got to speak to every seed you've ever sown, and you have to do it right now. In the name of Jesus, I command you to grow, to be fruitful, multiply, become a great and abundant harvest in my life. So a lot of times we plant seed and we don't go back. We think, oh, man, that's enough. No, no, no. You got to go read this. Read this in Mark. Mm-hmm. Farmers, you talk to somebody who has a garden. You talk to somebody who's a farmer. They're going to tell you how much attention they pay to that seed they plant. They just don't plant it and let it go. No.
Amen.
The body of Christ is underperforming. You done put that seed, you go back and you speak to that thing. The seed I am talking right now is speaking faith and life over whatever you declare, whatever you done decree. Speak life, increase.
Yeah.
Promotion, overthrow, abundance of life from you into that. Into that. Psalms 115, 12, and 14 verse. See, the seed that we plant is, I'm talking spiritual now. I'm not talking about, we're going to say, oh, sow a seed. You know, they're talking money. No, I'm talking about what the word of God calls seed, and that's spiritual. That's his word. You done ask God for something, go back. Water that seed. Cultivate that seed.
Yeah.
Make sure it's, one plant and the other. But God is going to get an increase. How he's going to do that, I'm glad you asked. By us, you don't have to remind God. God already knows. God wants to see you faithful. This is about faithfulness. See if you're faithful. Yeah. See if you really care about what you said, or you just said something because somebody throwed it out there. But we got to be faithful. Also, the Holy Spirit told me on yesterday, I don't know why I'm going like this, but I'm just following the Spirit. He says, access is granted. I don't know what that means, but I got to speak it out there today. Access is granted. I know this is, and it's an appointed time. And that appointed time is waiting on us to go back and speak on that, those seeds that we implanted. Whatever it was, whatever you done told God, Father, today, I'm sowing a seed toward whatever goal, whatever vision, whatever it is. Lord, I'm planting that seed. I'm speaking it out of my mouth for faith. Therefore, in the name of whatever you declaring and decreeing, you sow it. And you sow it in the spirit world. Now, let me tell you something. In Galatians 6 and 7, he said, "Be not deceived now, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Stop putting potatoes in the ground and looking for okra. It ain't happening. Stop sowing turnips and look for collard. It ain't happening. See, a lot of people, they sow into the flesh, and you're going to reap from the flesh. News flash. So many people want to sow to the flesh, but they want to reap eternal life. Baby, it ain't happening. You sow to the spirit.
Amen.
That's where eternal life is at. And you're going to reap eternal life. Matter of fact, this is about your eternal life. Stop. You're going to spend all these years sowing to the flesh, doing this, doing that. I read a scripture the other day. And I'll tell you right where it's at, bless God. It's over there in the book of Peter. And I want y'all to hear this. It's in 2 Peter 10 through 11. "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief and in the night. in that which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that there are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought to be in all holiness, conversation, and goodness? Let me, y'all, just kind of let me just say one thing about this. We're doing all this sowing to the flesh. What about the spirit?
Yeah.
What about your eternal life? What have you laid up in heaven? We're living beneath where God has called us. We are part of a royal priesthood. God calling a holy nation, people to be like him, people to have the mind of Christ, people to walk in victory, no matter what this enemy say. You say, hey, I'm agreeing with God. I don't care what it look like. Don't care what it feel like.
Amen.
I'm walking with God. Whatever God's word say, hey, I'm sticking with it, okay? I know this thankful person, but I got one more thing to say. And anybody want to say anything? And, you know, I just might wait till tomorrow. I probably wait till tomorrow to teach on it, but I want to tell you what the Lord told me earlier. Well, I'm going to read the scripture first, then I'm going to tell you guys this is what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for God gave me a word this morning early, and it was from the book of Revelation. He gave me two of them. But this is Revelations 2 and 10. Fear none of those things which thou hast suffered. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Man, I heard that. Then I heard in my spirit, God said, we are all on life support.
Amen.
You didn't hear that.
Amen.
Let me see one more time. We all are on life support. I'm going to get into that tomorrow. But I want you to know what it means to be on life support. It really referred to medical terminology that aim to keep someone alive until their body is ready to take over. And God said, that's where the body of Christ, we're on life support. It's time that we take over. It's time that we rise up to the full measure and the stature of Christ. It's time that the body of Christ realize who she is and rise to that level. And we have total access. Access has been granted for us to mature, to develop, to have the mind of Christ for real, to be an imitator, to mimic God. And it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't care what you've heard in the past. It's okay. The moment you start acting like God, the devil backs up. When you say, let it go in the name of Jesus, when you cast it down in the name of Jesus, it has to go down because it's God in you that's working. If you can get it from your head to your heart, which is 18 inches, if you can get that thought from them, that 18 inches from your head to your heart, watch what happens. Then you will see a change. Promise you that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm thankful for today. Hallelujah. Anyone else thankful for something? Press one. And we'll, anyone else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday.
Amen, amen. Pastor, I just wanted to read that from the Message Bible, Revelation 2 and verse 10. It says, fear nothing in the things you're about to suffer, but stay on guard. Fear nothing. The devil is about to throw you in jail for a time of testing, 10 days. It won't last forever. Don't quit, even if it costs you your life. Stay there believing. I have a life crown size and ready for you. Then that 11th verse says, are your ears awake? Listen. Listen to the to the wind's words, the Spirit blowing through the churches, and we are the churches now, the wind blowing through the churches, Christ conquers our faith from devil death. Amen, amen. That was 2:10 and 11 from the Message Bible. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else you're thankful for?
I'm new here. My name is Maggie, and I'm here for my sister. And I'm grateful because yesterday I had got some really bad news with DCFS, but today,
Can you guys hear her?
Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes. So I had got news that the judgment was just doing sneaky stuff right now. I just got a call, and I'm grateful that God caught me with my attitude before I just start thinking negative, messing up what he does have for me. And I was listening to the first lady pray, saying, like, the prison or something like that. And it is true. Things do get rattled up, and it's just how you go about it and what you focus on. So right now, as we were praying and stuff, I got a call from the lady who has my daughter, and they said that they're willing to do a CFP meeting with my daughter's attorney, which speaks for the kids, and she will be going directly to speak to the mental health and do everything. And she's the one that really has the word and needs the paperwork. So I'm just grateful that God helped me and caught me before I got too deep and angry and sad and stuff. And he keeps my eyes open and aware to what he's doing for me, even though it seems really hard and frustrating. Like, for the most part, he levels it out. And I just have to be aware and, like, not get mad. And I definitely don't blame him at all. I just be trying to figure it out. But I'm just really grateful because yesterday I cried. I was angry. I was willing to go backwards. And me and my sister, I just happened to call her, and she introduced me to this prayer line, and two women were praying, and it was right on the nose. And then they happened to call me, and I'm just like, thank God. Whew. So that was pretty much it. Amen.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay, she hung up. Okay, that was overseer. Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Press one. And that was Mother. Hallelujah, the overseer. Okay. Well, if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.